Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Well, hello everyone who's called in. And I want to welcome you very much. And, you know, we're at the very, almost the very end of 2015. We have a great show today. And the title of it is Empowering Women, Your Health, Wealth, and Legacy. I'm Cecile Bureal, and I'm your host for the show today. And my guest is Ellen Hill, and she's a financial professional. The company that she works with is Transamerica Financial Advisors, Inc., and Transamerica Financial Group Division member, FTNRA/SIPC. So, welcome, Ellen. It's so wonderful to have you on our show today.
Thank you, Cecile. Good morning, everyone.
Well, you know, we hear a lot about the importance of women's health, wealth, and legacy, but what does that really mean? And we've got a number of questions that we're going to ask, and Ellen's going to let us know that. So, Ellen, let's just get started on this. I recently read an article that said more women are inheriting wealth because of their longevity and demographic patterns, and they're out earning their husbands. And that could be also not only their husbands, but men in general, by triple over the last 5 years. Can you give us some information about that?
Yes, I think what's happening right now is many, with men being laid off and holding higher positions, they're finding it harder to get back into their old positions. So for them to get back into the workforce, many times they have to take a huge cut. Women have long been underpaid, as we all know, so we have a much better footing to go in, because now we will be hired at a much cheaper rate and we can work our way up. And so I think this is really the time for women, and things are changing. Now more men are staying home to take care of the kids while the women are going out to work. And that's a good change.
Well, sure, it gets us out of the house. That's for certain. And yes. And women are those decision makers. And I was reading another article about that as decision makers for 90% of the household purchases, including financial services, and contributing equally to charitable giving, which is very interesting to me, because when I think of us being out there, and definitely we're able to get involved with our businesses or with organizations, I didn't realize, I had never thought about the charitable aspect, giving to charitable organizations.
Yeah, you know, women have long since time immemorial always been the ones that budgeted the home accounts. The men would go out, work, they'll bring the money back, and the women were given the task, you know, to take care of that money, buying food, buying clothing, spending it for whatever they need. I think charitable giving has always been there for women. They are just now, I think, understanding the impact of it, and they're taking more control on charitable giving in terms of when I pass away, what do I want my wealth to do for me, or, you know, where do I want it to go? And part of our financial services, especially the women advisors in our company, we are very excited about the fact that there are more and more of us coming into this male-dominated industry, and we understand women. when we sit with women, we think how women think. We feel how women feel. You know, men and women, we do think and act differently. And so
yes.
I that has helped women to feel a little bit more relaxed when we're sitting with them to ask certain questions, and they don't feel as intimidated when they have a male advisor sitting and counseling them.
I think that's wonderful. And, you know, when we talk about the health and the wealth and the legacy aspects that women are getting involved in, can you tell us a little more about that and how that's come about?
Yes, this actually Empowering Women, Your Health, Wealth, and Legacy has been a long-time dream of mine. You know, many times we go through life and we are faced with challenges, and rather than looking at challenges as challenges, I have learned to look at my challenges as what is it telling me and what lessons can I learn and how can I use those lessons to impact others. 2.5 years ago, I went for a physical and I was diagnosed diabetic, and also I had bad cholesterol, which many women have. And I am a very strong believer in not resorting to medication like chemicals.
Sure.
And so I had to do a complete lifestyle change. I fired my doctor and I found a nice young doctor, female, who is open to alternative medicine. And I talked with her and we came up with a plan for me to cut down my sugar intake, change my diet, start looking at exercising. I lost weight. I wasn't overweight, but I purposely lost weight because that would bring my cholesterol down. And in 3 months, I brought my cholesterol from 225 to 151. And I am now, my AC1 numbers, which is your diabetic numbers, went from 7 to 5. And the last 6 months, it's been 5. So it can be done, but it's not the route for everyone because it takes discipline, it takes time and patience, but there are alternatives. So that's what, you know, we are trying, or at least I'm trying to focus, because it has to be a holistic view. You can't just piecemeal everything.
So, I agree with that. Go ahead.
Yes. And so, you know, if you're healthy, all your wealth when you're in retirement will not go towards a lot of medical care that you would need. And if you are healthy but you don't have money, now you're not also going to have a quality of life in retirement that you feel you deserve. And then when you have these two together balanced, now you hopefully, if we do this right, you should have some surplus of wealth because you don't want to outlive your income. What are you going to do with that? How are you going to pass that? And it's not just your wealth, but it's also your time, your talent, and your treasures. So what kind of legacy do you want to be remembered? How do you want your children, your grandchildren, to remember you? And that's where the legacy part comes in.
That and, you know, I agree with the things you're saying. I recently, about 4 years ago, was in a head-on collision. I got hit twice, actually, by the same person head-on, and then my car did a 360, and she T-boned me on the passenger side. And I was taken to the hospital, and I found out that 3/4 of my body was damaged. And when we talk, and health means a lot to me, and I realized, during the time I was feeling better and able to move around, and because so much of the damage was to my spine and to my discs, I had a hard time really being able to walk. But I was determined I was going to do it, and I had a chiropractor who actually, a lot of people don't believe in chiropractors or don't like them. This one got me walking and truly healed me. I still have some internal issues, but the point that I'm saying is that I really looked at my health, and I really had to look at the wealth side, and I'm more on the minus side of wealth right now because I haven't been able to work, and then looking at what legacy I want to give to my grandkids. And
that is so important, and often, you know, we let those things go by, thinking, okay, someday I'll pay attention to all of this. But I'm looking at this now, and so I think it's extremely important that we do focus on our health and that wealth and then those legacies, because we want to leave the best of ourselves to our children or grandchildren.
Absolutely. And for those that don't have children or grandchildren, it's, there's still a legacy that you want to leave, because what was your life on this earth for? What did you accomplish? And, you know, we're all going to have to go sometime. Nobody will live forever, though I would like to.
Of course.
Because there's so many great things, and I want to see what the future holds. However, we all have to go. As they say, death and taxes are the two things that will always be there following us for the rest of our lives, and they're guaranteed. So, but I think the most important, like you said, we seem to think, let's do it tomorrow, tomorrow. But tomorrow never comes. Tomorrow always will stay in the future, because tomorrow becomes today. And the only time we have to do anything is in the now. It's in the present and today. And that's why it's called the present, because it is a gift for us to, we can't change the past, but we can learn from it. And what we do in the present will then change our future. And every day we should live our life as if it's the first and the last day, because we don't know if tomorrow will come.
I agree. And, you know, in some of the questions here, I really can understand what you're saying. And I guess one of my questions is, it appears that women, we as women, are really the driving force around the decision to leave a legacy, and that we tend to demonstrate this more prominently than men do. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure, I'd be happy to. If you look back in history, and there is a saying that behind every successful man is a great woman or a strong woman, and that is the truth, because the women, even, you know, centuries and centuries ago, were the ones that raised the children. Women spend a lot of time with their children, and so whatever the woman helps guide those children into those futures. And it's very important for women to start to realize how important they really are. And I think society has really conditioned us women to take a back seat. But even taking a back seat, women have long time always have impacted society. We're just coming out more now. More women are stepping out, you know, like Oprah, who's, you know, even Ellen DeGeneres, who's just great examples of women that are saying, you know, I am going to make a difference. I am woman, and, you know, as cliche as it is, I am woman, hear me roar, right?
Right.
Not every woman is going to want to take that front seat, and that's okay. You work where you feel your heart calls you to work. Sometimes it's at the back, sometimes it could be in the middle, and sometimes it could be in the front. So I think women just, it's a long time that they've always left their legacy. They just didn't realize it. And I think now, as women are becoming more prominent in, you know, television and things like that, they're beginning, or we are beginning to realize that we really do leave our imprints and legacy.
Yes, there's no doubt about that. And, you know, the question I have to ask you is, do women really have a higher alignment with values of helpfulness and equality and forgiving and world peace than men?
I personally don't believe that, because I think we were all created the same way. We were created with these emotions, these feelings of giving and helping. You know, it's intrinsic. It's part of our DNA. However, society has conditioned men to think men and women differently. You know, raising kids, I have two daughters and a son, and I know growing up, you know, would always hear people say, you know, there's no crying in baseball. You know, stop crying. You're being a sissy.
Right.
And that leaves, you know, an impression in that, okay, I can't cry. I have to be strong. And that is furthest from the truth. In fact, the more able men are to open up their emotions, I think the more connected they will be to others, especially women, and it shows strength. To me, it shows versus, you know, instead of showing weakness. So I don't think really an answer to your question still that, you know, that it is necessarily men are not that way. I think they are. They've just been conditioned to believe that they're not.
And it sounds like, from based on what you're saying, that we as women have learned how to really have alignment with variety, with values and helpfulness and equality and all, because so many of women are often the sole providers in business and in their household. And so that they really, I think we really, I know I'm a single parent, and I have young grandkids. And, you know, I had to get out there and really understand the various things that go on in the workplace, what my role is to be, and even after having an accident and not being able to work, I'm still pushing forward because there's still things I can do. And that, to me, helps me then look at what I'm going to be able to leave as a legacy to my grandchildren. And I think that's extremely important. I think we as women have really grown stronger and are willing to take that step out front and saying, okay, I can do this and I'm going to do this and I'm prepared. And yes, I may be having some competition with the men out there, but it doesn't stop me from being able to still have the health, wealth, and legacy, if that makes sense to everybody.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think with more and more single moms that are out there, and it makes them stronger, and they're, you know, they're raising their children differently. So I think with time, as we can see, you know, there are always tides of change. Times are changing. So with what our country is going through and the economy, we are seeing now more women getting into politics.
Yes.
More women are stepping up. And I just think it's our time. And it doesn't mean that we are one gender is any better than the other. I think we both have a role to play in our lives, and the roles can change from time to time. And, you know, it's for me, I do very well as a mom raising the little ones. When they became teenagers, I didn't do so well with them, but my husband did. So he related to them better, so he kind of took on the teenage years, and I was there to support. So we kind of, you know, take different roles. Now, with a single mom, they don't have that luxury. So they have to kind of juggle it a little different, but there are always solutions. Perhaps maybe like a brother, a strong male influence, or a friend that can help in that respect, because we really need each other. As they say, no man or woman is an island unto themselves. And I think the faster we start looking at partnerships with each other, even if it's outside, two friends, you know, a brother, an uncle, a grandfather, I think if we start looking at partnerships, I think our society will be a lot better.
Right, I agree with you. Before we get into the women's initiatives, because I know your firm is doing a lot of things to support women, would you let our listeners know how they might be able to reach you if they'd like to ask questions or speak with you about health, wealth, and legacy?
Absolutely. They can call my office at area code 619-334-5424, or they can also reach out to my cell phone, which is 619-723-7025. And my email address is Ellen, E-L-L-E-N, dot Hill, H-I-L-L, at T for Tom, S for Frank, A for Apple, connect, C-O-N-N-E-C-T, dot com. And if they want to attend tomorrow's event, there's still seats. Feel free to give me a call and let me know what your email address is. I'll send you a link and a registration code, and we would love to have you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And hopefully everybody has gotten all that information from you. So let's talk about the women's initiative that Transamerica has gotten involved with to really support women.
Yes. Our women's initiative is by a group of us female advisors in the company. We have a core group. And what we're trying to do is basically go out and educate females on, you know, how money works, how to better manage that money, how to save for a proper retirement, how to not run out of money in retirement. And it's just been phenomenal. We've had a lot of women who at first didn't think they could do this. And honestly, for me, never in my wildest dreams did I ever think I would be a financial professional in a male-dominated industry. But 18 years ago, I you know, put my foot in this pond, and I have never looked back. And I just love, love, love what we stand for, what we do, especially for women. We have a website, and everybody is welcome to also take a look at it. It's called Only Blue Skies. So it's www.onlybluesskies. Only Blue Skies. And we have a Facebook page as well. So this was an initiative that was spearheaded by a group of us. The woman who started it, Kim Shula, actually she is flying down tomorrow, so I'm really excited. She will be at that woman's event. So those of you that are coming will have an opportunity to meet with her as well.
And this is here in San Diego.
Yes, it's here in San Diego, and it will be at Coleman University at 8888 Balboa Avenue in San Diego.
Okay, and that's for our local people. Thank you. So go ahead and tell us more about these women's initiatives.
Yeah, so like I said, the women's initiative, what we're doing is that we are also talking to women. Not only do we educate them on and put together a plan for them on their finances, we're also, some of them are looking to come in our company and to also learn a lot of different things, you know, that the financial industry has. Because there are a lot of products, there are a lot of talk about this, and IRAs and mutual funds, and, you know, people get confused. So we're having them come on board, and we are training them. They don't need to have any experience. Many of them are just part-time. You know, they come and they learn and they go out for the women and help families. Because women, you know, we are nurturers. That's
yes, we are.
Yeah. One thing that we were born with that the men don't really have. But you know what? I take that back. Because men can be nurturers too, because many men are nurturers in the form of coaches for baseball teams, softball teams, soccer. So they have that in them, but they're just conditioned by society to not display it as a weakness.
And so can you tell us what some of the initiatives are going to be or are in place?
Yes, we are trying to get the word out. In fact, last year we were voted by Investment News the number one broker-dealer in terms of female representatives. We're very proud of that. We're trying to keep that lead. We're waiting for this year's results. We are also, we beat the second broker-dealer by 600 representatives, so that's a big lead. So we're very excited about that. And we're just trying to do a lot of stuff that will attract more women into our industry.
And are these initiatives that the male professionals there with Transamerica are already doing, or are they the same? Are they different from the women's initiative?
No, the men's initiative, I don't believe they have an initiative, but I'll tell you what's so great about our male colleagues in our company. They're very supportive of us. Throughout the United States, we have female advisors in different offices that are hosting monthly educational seminars for women. And they're women only, and they're starting to get the word out to women, you know, to say, we are here with you, we understand you, so let us help you, you know, to get together a financial plan and get you on the road to financial independence. The men have been very, very supportive. In fact, this women's event that's coming up, we really have a handful of men that have supported this event. And so, you know, they actually have volunteered to come and work for us, which is a change.
Wow. And so these initiatives, and are these initiatives that are in writing, or, and you mentioned that you're teaching the female side of this very specifically on, you know, being able to go out and perhaps become the same kind of professional that you are in the finance areas. And so are these things that, for example, you have said, here are the initiatives in writing, as well as you, and therefore you will be doing these kinds of things so that they can show this to others or bring other people in to be a part of this?
Yes, absolutely. A lot of the information that they need is on the Only Blue Skies website. Mm-hmm. A lot of the resources, a lot of articles that are written by some of our other, my female colleagues have written some wonderful articles. So, you know, when they go on Only Blue Skies, feel free to go through and check out all the resources that are available there. There's a lot of reading material that is there. We don't as yet have any specific in writing, you know, because we're just getting it off to a fast start. But, you know, we are hoping to develop a lot of great things moving forward. In fact, Kim is right now also looking to have talks with a very well-known, I don't know if you call her a celebrity, but she is an author and a publisher and very well-known. So, you know, they're having talks right now about, you know, our Only Blue Skies being part of her organization moving forward.
Wonderful. And Transamerica is all around the country, so it's not just limited here to San Diego or California.
Oh, yes, all the states, and we are also in Canada.
So that others, if they're interested, have some interest, they could contact where it is more local to them.
Yeah, actually,
this has been wonderful, but go ahead.
You know, the best thing is have them contact me, and then from there I'll find the appropriate office, because we're all independents, and so we can find them the appropriate one to get the help that they need.
So all of you have heard that. If you do have some interest and would like to find out more, then do contact Ellen. And she will be glad to put you in contact with the area and the Transamerica that's best suited for you. Ellen, thank you so much for being a part of this. You've really given us a lot of information, and I know I appreciate that. And by the way, for those of you who listen to us each Monday, our leading lady next Monday, will be Michelle Richardson. She's CEO and founder of Insightful, I-N-C-I-T-E-F-U-L, that kind of insightful communication. And her topic will be Say It Well and Watch Your Profits Swell.
discover words that work in the workplace. So listen to that so you can say it well and watch your profits swell. Thank you, and have a wonderful week, and hopefully you'll be able to call in again next Monday. Take care, all of you.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused, business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.